This week's Torah portion is called Vayetze. Jacob goes to work for his uncle Laban, otherwise known as Laban Ha'arami, Laban the trickster. Laban promised his younger daughter Rachel to Jacob in exchange for 7 years of service, only to trick him into marrying his elder daughter Leah instead. Jacob then served another 7 years in return for the right to marry Rachel, the woman of his choice. Laban's trickery continues, and finally Jacob leaves together with his family and flock. Realizing what had just taken place, Laban pursued and overtook Jacob and his family, but he was warned by God in a dream not to take revenge. Jacob and Laban then engage in a discourse. Fed up with Laban and his deceptive tactics, Jacob confronted his aggressor face to face and expressed his feelings of frustration and resentment. The essence of Jacob's grievance was that he had served Laban faithfully for 20 years, and all Laban did was play games. He changed Jacob's wages time and again. He constantly altered every agreement. Laban did not have an excuse for his behavior. However, he did exercise good faith by asking Jacob to enter into a peace agreement. Accordingly, Jacob took a stone, set it up as a pillar so that it would serve as a symbol of something enduring. Both men faithfully accepted and abided by the agreement. They then parted ways. Laban went to Haran, and Jacob went to Israel, accompanied by God's angels. This narrative has a lot to say to us about resolving conflicts. What is the proper way to resolve a conflict? Firstly, articulate your grievance. Secondly, give the other side an opportunity to hear you out, and likewise listen to the response of the other party. If the person who hurt you is willing to remedy the issue at hand, you certainly should take every measure to resolve the conflict. It goes without saying that there are some people who enjoy feuding and have no desire to resolve conflicts. Continuing to deal with such people is a consummate waste of time. However, if the person does express a good faith commitment to a peaceful resolution and a cordial relationship, you should go ahead and make an agreement. Do not be hasty. Transient and sloppy agreements are ineffective. Take the time to sit down and agree to terms that are realistic and fair to both sides. Finally, and most importantly, make certain to establish permanent guidelines, standards which are most likely to be followed by both sides on a long-term basis. In this way, you will usher a new chapter into your life, accompanied by God's angels. I'm Rabbi Shlomo Siegel. Please feel free to share this podcast and others, which you can find on our website at KehilatMoshe.org and on our Facebook page and our Twitter feed at KM Sheepshead Bay. Thank you very much for listening to Siegel's Sentiments.